You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. This is Coach Stephanie Wood with my fabulous colleague, Coach Sharon Treakey, and we're here at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we talk about body confidence. You can find us at Body Confidence, LOA, for Law of Attraction Style. And before we get into our topic today, because we have people who share stories with us around where they're having challenges and successes with their body confidence. So before we go there, Miss Sharon, I know you're up to something this week. What's going on?
Yes. So I've been having lots of conversations with people, with my people and my friends on Facebook. And I just love to interact and, you know, find out what people are up to and how I can help them and how we can, you know, just, you know, be there for one another. That's the beauty of coaching, right, Steph? We're just there for our clients, and it's a beautiful thing. I love that. And anyway, I'd love for everyone out there, if they'd like to reach me, contact me, they could send me an email at sharontreakey@gmail.com. It's sharonshriqui@gmail.com. And I play on Facebook. You could find me at Sharon Treakey, In Sync Coach, INSYNC Coach, COACH. And I'd love for you guys to just pop in, and we love getting letters from you, and so we can use those letters, of course, without a name, to kick off our podcasts and to help us get topics. And so anyway, what about you, Steph? So what have you been up to?
Well, I've been up to really understanding how the law of attraction plus my body knowledge system gives you better body confidence. So I'm looking at LOA plus BKS, body knowledge system, equals BC, which equals body confidence. And again, Sharon, you include all of your knowledge with your coaching experience, and so do I on these calls, because people get frustrated. And you can find me at Body Awe, BODYAWE.com, bodyawe.com. So you can either contact Sharon on her Facebook or her Gmail address that she gave you, and we'll repeat this later, or to me, because we share our emails together.
Definitely. Yeah.
So with that said, here's a letter that I received from a gentleman, actually. His name, I'm not going to say his name, but he said he's frustrated and he's feeling like he's being taken advantage of. And he wants to be in a place where he wants to speak up. Those are his words. Without offending anyone. So there's this struggle, this tug of war between, okay, I want to speak up, but I'm afraid I might offend somebody. And then how can we use our body to help us around this? So with that said, I know I've had an experience around this, but you go first. I'm putting you
well,
on
I'm
the spot.
I'm feeling his pain. I'm feeling his, you know, I'll tell you why. And my experience has been with this, because, you know, people see you as like, I'm always this smiley, happy, friendly type of person, you know, and
you are. So,
but the only problem is people perceive me as this happy, friendly person. But when I need to express something, when I'm upset about something, or when I need to or I feel angry, anytime I would express that, people will take it as being aggressive or being, you know, they don't accept that very well from someone who's like this sunny personality. They stamp you on your forehead. And then when you do show some emotion, some, you know, feeling, they don't understand and they don't accept that. They don't take that. And so that's my experience with this kind of a thing. Or sometimes it could be that because I'm not familiar with that emotion or expressing that emotion, it comes out in a harsh way, or it comes out strong, or it comes out, you know, in a nervous way. And so since it's coming out that way, it's taken wrong.
Well, from my experience this past week, I've had the... You know, we always have, we know this with law of attraction. You know, if you want to learn something, it's going to come your way. So,
Right.
So if you want to learn how to be more angry or angry in a better way, you're going to have other situations come up. I'm just warning you, Sharon, going to come your way this week. I'm sorry. I'm not taking responsibility for it.
Yep.
So I love to express my emotions, but I have been criticized with how I give that emotion out. Now, who is someone to tell you how to give your emotion? I mean, yes, it might be a low level of consciousness. Angry is a low level of consciousness, but I know I move up the ladder of consciousness to being more blissful if I do the angry first.
Uh-huh.
I like to go up the ladder. And so I had that opportunity.
Oh,
now, I've had various opportunities, but I'll just give you one right now. Yeah,
okay.
Really. I have a colleague that I work with. And the way she was sending her emails to me, looking back, I think I was taking them a little bit too literally, because emails are a funny thing, right, Sharon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or text. Yeah, you don't know. You can't feel the emotion that's coming from it.
Right.
So I did feel the emotion. So I gave her a voicemail.
Yeah.
And I think I just expressed what I wanted to express. But then looking back, I'm thinking, oh, maybe she took it the wrong way. Now I'm in deep doo-doo. I mean, do you ever have those flashbacks where you go, oh, I feel so good. I said what was on my mind. And then like a day later, you're like, oh my God.
What did I say?
So what do we do? How would you coach around that? Because this is what I'm hearing from this person who emailed us. He doesn't know which way to go. So what did you hear from my story? And then I'll tell you what I heard from your story.
So I think that I heard that you, because of the emotion and feeling is not coming through on the text in words. So you right away, you know, you took it in a way that maybe she wasn't ready. She wasn't expecting you to take it as, you know, like, I think that what you can do is you can blame I hate to say blame because there's never blame, but the truth of the matter is it is very common to get the wrong idea from a text.
But what if you really know like I know you know me, so you know where you know where it's coming from. I would never be vindictive with you or hurt you, because you know me as a person.
So I would see that you know, if it was me and I got that kind of an answer back, you know, let's say you sent me a voice note, I would understand that I must have not been clear in my email, to you, or maybe I came across a little harsh on the email and you took it in a way. So then I personally, but that's me. It could be that she doesn't even think about her email and she just says how rude, and then it becomes, you know, a big fight. And it's not really something, that's the problem, because most of the time things are just written in haste and they're not really thought about. And then the person that gets it can interpret it the way they want. And then that's like a bomb ready to explode, and it doesn't work out.
Yeah, but I'm okay with the bomb exploding as long as our friendship is intact, because we're human beings. So things like that happen, especially in the social networking that we do. Things are misunderstood. But I think I would coach this person around always speak up.
Yeah.
And then if that person is truly someone who loves you, there'll be more communication about that.
And I think it's awareness more than anything, because she just sent a message without really thinking about how it's going to be portrayed. She probably.
But how can we be responsible? How can I, if I send something versus yes or no, I mean, the rest of the message is, that's your responsibility perceiving it. Why should it be mine? If I came from love, giving you that answer. That's what I think we're really talking about, how we both perceive.
It's how we both perceive. You mean it's how you perceive the note. It's really, you know, with a note, it's really also what's in your mind, how your state of mind.
Right, but am I responsible? My question to you.
Okay.
As a friend, is am I responsible for how you take it?
No, you're not responsible.
Yeah, but this person who wrote us a note said, oh, I feel responsible for how that person takes it.
Right. Because he, you know, what I understood is that what he was saying was that I understood that he said when he speaks passion, or when he speaks his feelings, it comes out wrong, and he's...
I think it comes out wrong, to interrupt you, is because he's getting feedback from that person, and he's probably not wrong. It's the other person's perception.
Yeah.
Are we confusing everybody on the call now?
Well, I hope not. I hope not, because what I understand is that you can... It has to do with both parties and their state of mind. So it's very important. And if it comes across as wrong, if let's say you sent a message to somebody and it comes and they get insulted and you didn't mean to insult them, then right away you need to come back and say, hey, I might have come out wrong, and I understand how you're feeling. You know, I understand if that's how you feel. Acknowledge their feeling and then clarify. I think you might have taken me wrong. I'd like to clarify what I said. Here's what it is, and I apologize for you. If you took it too personal, or if you felt insulted by it, or you know whatever it is.
How does when you know that certain kind of communication exists, that really boosts our body confidence.
Yes, and your relationship. You feel the boost in confidence, and that also helps your relationship in the future, because now you know that, you know, if you didn't love that person, it wouldn't bother you. Because you love that person, or you care about what she thinks or what she said, then that's why you had an emotional reaction to what she said. And so it deepens your relationship by bringing it out and discussing it, I think.
So what would be the message? Again, I'll reiterate what this person sent us. I'm frustrated. I feel taken advantage of or offended when I fail. I have a New Jersey accent, F-A-I-L, to defend myself in the moment. But then when I do speak up, then I'm also afraid. I want to express my emotions without disconnecting from my true self.
Right, right.
So right. Our message would be, and I'll add on to it.
Yeah. I think the message is to, to make space at that moment to breathe or to take a moment before you're going to say something. I think that, and I'm speaking for myself because, when I do have an emotion, a strong emotion, and I do have to express anger, because I'm not very familiar with it, the best thing I can do for myself is pause. And so I think that pause is the key. Take a drink, breathe, take two breaths, or anything that you need, count to three or 10 at that moment before you react, because it's in that reacting that things get confused. And plus, in this case, this man who wrote this letter, he probably reacts without in an impulse, and then it comes across as insulting, or it comes across as offensive. So I think that stopping and pausing and then thinking, how can I react? How can I get my point across here that I'm upset? Listen.
Well, again, it's very interesting because I think it's okay to be angry.
Yeah.
I know in Law of Attraction, the levels of consciousness, angry is a very low level of consciousness. But I think experiencing that within your body is important because it does show you how much you care.
Yeah.
And as long as you're not killing someone, I think it's okay.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
I think that
if we suppress our anger, it comes out as sadness. I see that's what
and
happens.
It could become illness. It can become health issues.
It is very important. But like I say, what I think is that it's important to express it, but it's important to aim it right, to really give yourself a moment.
Yeah, but you know when you're in that angry stage, you don't have time to go, I'm going to aim it that way. be truthful.
Some people are much better at their aim than others.
Oh, police.
I'd go for
the jugular. It's like, you're done.
Yeah. See, so you probably have an ability. Some people I find to have an ability to express themselves so clearly and so accurately that it just comes out.
Yeah, but
right.
We always have that backlash of, I did this with dinner with my parents the other day. And parents are a whole different environment.
Different rules.
Yeah, right. So I express my angry, and they actually wrote me an email saying that next time we see each other, can you be in a better state of mind?
Wow.
So they were expressing their point of view. Uh-huh. We do have communication, but I was like, excuse me?
Oh, boy.
So then when I went to dinner the following week with them, I had to put this hat, this state of mind hat that they wanted me to portray, which to me in my body confidence is very debilitating.
It's so funny that you say this because
that's a crazy situation.
It's a
crazy situation, but
I have a similar situation.
But
I'm realizing as a mom that I, a child or, a child has no other place to unload their stuff but parents.
Yeah, but you're busy with your stuff, for God's sake.
I'm sure, but I think that it changes. As a parent becomes older, they're telling you, I had enough of your stuff. And now I want to live my life peacefully.
Yes.
When you're young, and you don't know what to do with your stuff. You dump it on your parents, and your parents, you know what, your mom, your dad, they take it because they also have, I mean, hopefully they know that that this is a temporary thing, because that kid doesn't know where to put it. And he feels safe to unload it because he knows that you will love
and
him.
And again, you know, I'm quite older now, but I'm still a kid. I'm supposed to be the good girl, and that's another story.
Right. It changed. It changed there, because I guess there's just so much that a parent could take. After a while, parent says, you know what? That's it. I'm done. But
okay. That's a good point.
Yeah, I see that. I don't think we're ever done. I think that a parent always needs to be the one to take the, I would say abuse, or I would say the, you know.
But I had no intention of abusing them. Your children have no intention of making you feel uncomfortable. They're just venting.
Well, they're venting. Exactly. So that's what it is. Yeah. If they don't try to fix you, if your parents, let's say, if your parents or any parents are listening without trying to fix, then they won't take it so personal. But if they're trying to find a solution, then they take it very hard. You know, if you were to vent on your parents, or on, let's say, a person was to vent on their parents, and the parent was trying to fix the situation, that would be a burden on them. But if you can just hear them, this is what I learned, is that if I'm just there for them and I listen to them, even if it's, let's say, they throw me an insult here and there, I know and I understand that they don't know what to do with those feelings, and those, they don't have the tools necessary. So I just take it and I just listen to them and I hear.
So I'm hearing our mantra is, let's vent and be happy.
Yeah, allow people to vent sometimes, especially when they...
even if they're looking stupid and silly and ridiculous and a low level of consciousness, because they're exploring their own body confidence at that point in time.
And through that expression, they learn about themselves too. And so if you understand that without having to solve their problem, and you could just listen, they will also learn from their reaction. I think I definitely learned from my reactions. You know, if I do blow up and I say something, whoop, something came out of my mouth, and I'm like, whoa. Wow.
But if it didn't come out of your mouth, then how are you supposed to learn from it?
Exactly. It has to. Because if it doesn't, sometimes it turns
you feel sick. I feel sick.
Yeah, you feel like there's nowhere to go.
I get a headache or a migraine or a stomach ache.
Yeah.
When I don't express.
It's funny because I've been manning my Facebook, and somebody expressed some anger at they expressed some anger at somebody's haters. And they said haters, they talking about how there are certain people that are haters, and and they cursed. And then someone answered, you know, vulgarities is not, you know, I don't believe in vulgarities. And I answered and I said, no, you know what? Sometimes you need, and some people need to express themselves with vulgarity. It allows them to release that.
And again, we said earlier, not to take it personally. Right.
Exactly. This is an expression of whatever's inside of them. And that once they release it, they're able to be happy again. And so understanding that is very important. I think that all our people out there, it would be best for them to come out with this, that sometimes people just need to express.
I love the express word. So before we wrap up here, allow people to hear your expression of how they can contact you.
Okay, well, so you can contact me at sharonshrikey@gmail.com. That's SharonShrikui. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have, or even offer some, free exploratory session. We call that like just a mini session. Stephanie and I both offer this for anybody out there who would want to experience what coaching is and what coaching could do for you. And again, Sharon Shriqui at gmail.com, SharonShriqui at gmail.com. And Stephanie, what do you do?
Okay, so you can find me at BodyAwe, BodyAwe.com. Send both me and Sharon and I, your stories of exploring your own body confidence, where your body has a voice and your body will tell you what's going on. And if you're in a place where you're not expressing yourself, you're going to get yourself in very bad doo-doo.
Yes.
So with that said, Sharon, give us a line or two of what you want somebody to remember from our call.
So what I want it to is to possibly in a good moment, I just thought of this, express to the people that you love that, you know, if you were to ever, let out your feelings, that they should understand that it's just a release. This way you could feel safe expressing when you need to express. And as well, if there's a moment where you need to express your anger, you can feel free doing it. And then even when calm, if that person has a feeling, uncomfortable feeling, come back and say, you know what, I want to explain myself, once you feel calm. And so I think that we need to always be,
cognizant.
Yes.
That's a good word.
Thanks,
Stephanie. Let's try that one out.
I love that one.
I can't spell it, but I can say it.
No, forget it. Thank God for the phone, right? Spells it for you. How about you? What do you think? What would you like them to come
home?
Well,
I really enjoyed our conversation today because it really is about acknowledging our feelings. And if we can communicate them, whether at a low level of consciousness or at a high level, we're not always calm. Sometimes we're emotional. And I just encourage our audience to listen to your body's voice and let her express herself, because that will ingratiate your body confidence to be better and happy. So with that said, I'm going to see you next week.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Adios, amiga.
Adios. Cheers.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to CoachStephanieWood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.